Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Just don't say we did.
I have a question for men. Why don't you guys approach us in public? It's so frustrating. Like, I just went to Lowe's and I was walking around grabbing some supplies for my move, and I made eye contact with like three different guys. I was smiling, I was just like doing my thing, and nobody came up to me. They almost seemed like annoyed that I was looking at them.
'Cause they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
Because they know what you are. Just another childish attention slur. And they got stuff to do. They live in the real world. They got real jobs. They coming up to pick up supplies for things that make the world run. They clocked you from a mile away. We're on to your games and BS. They knew when your boobs was out what time it was. And I'm sure you had your phone out looking awkward and pathetic. They're like, I wish this goofball would stop looking at me. I don't want to talk to you.
It's just such a weird world we're in. I guess everyone uses online dating apps, but if you guys would just like approach a girl, I'm telling you 99% of women would love it. Like,
no means no. No, that means no.
All you have to say is like, you know, oh, I love your shoes, or, you know, do you need help with this, or literally anything.
That's a damn lie and you know it.
Well, yeah, we're sure you will love it. You would love the attention. You would also love the ability to be like, oh no, get away from me. Both of those options are validation for you. But we wouldn't love it. We wouldn't love it getting embarrassed, getting turned down, rejected, laughed at. But yeah, we know y'all would love it.
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Now you notice she didn't say, you know, 99% of the time you'll get some action from this. 99% of the time you'll get a girlfriend from this. No, we know how it works. You get hits for your social media page and we get another blow to our self-esteem. No, thank you.
I'm sorry for hating you for being such a bitch.
Or another way to put it is you get another huge, you know, boost to your out of control ego and we get another reason to not want to wake up the next morning.
Be able to tell right away if she's like vibing with you or if she's into you or if she's not interested and has a boyfriend, like she'll probably just like be a little bit more shy and walk away or something. Like
bingo.
Every time I post a story, some crazy stuff I did to a man, it's always the hot girls are like, real, love you, queen. It's the ugly girls who are like, you need therapy. Like, you want me to look like this and be mentally healthy?
The fuck is he talking about?
No, I don't have that expectation of you. I would know instantly upon laying eyes on you that you were batshit crazy. Can you guys guess in the comment section what will give it away? It doesn't take a theoretical physicist to figure that one out. But here's the thing. I'm sure she's right. I'm sure all the women who are condemning her morally for doing men dirty weren't that attractive. Because usually pretty women are the worst women on the planet. You know, when it comes to character and, you know, human decency. When you're pretty, you don't got to be a good person. Everybody will pretty much give it a pass. The girls who grew up ugly, they had to get something else on their side because looks wasn't one of those things. They had to get something else on their side because looks wasn't on their side. Oh yeah, and I got to touch on this. You have a lot of nerve calling somebody ugly. What do you look like without the fake lips, the ridiculous makeup, and the filters? Like, yeah, you got to go raw dog before you call somebody ugly.
I've only been 27 for a couple of days, and genuinely, this has shocked me. The ick that you get, it just hits differently. Just you wait. Have you ever gotten the ick so bad?
You know, I could say something right now. Is that too lowbrow for this channel? Look, I'm not gonna say it. I'm just not gonna say it. Okay, I gotta say it. This is how her face looked last night. Okay, let's move on.
I'm living my nightmare.
Ick so bad that it literally like topples you over. Literally think about that person, you're like, ugh. Can you recover from the ick? Is that a thing? Like, how do you go from licking someone's booty hole to genuinely gagging at the thought of them?
Wait a minute. Wait,
Wait a minute. Hold, wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
Like, how do you go from licking someone's booty hole to genuinely gagging at the thought of them? How do you go from telling someone your deepest, darkest secrets, like your deepest, darkest secrets, like, girls, if you...
Look, if she got some big tattoo on her wrist, you could pretty much assume that she's a booty licker.
What kind of shit is that?
Huh?
You don't need her to tell you that on a TikTok page. And what the hell does she have on her head? And I don't even want to get started on the stupid eyebrow trend again. The stupid fake lips, the stupid eyelashes, and the stupid filters on the live video. Ma'am, nobody gives a fuck what gives you the ick. Because mentally you're fucking sick. Bars.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
To genuinely waking up feeling like you're about to retch if you turn over and look at them in the morning. Is that God doing something to make sure that you don't end up with this man?
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Trust me, ma'am, God has nothing to do with you. He closed your file a long time ago. Look, where do you think this eyebrow trend comes from? I think maybe women are sabotaging other women by telling them this looks so fleek, this looks so cool, you're so hot, you're so girl pretty with those eyelashes and those eyebrows. I don't know.
Tarot will make you smarter. Tarot will make you smarter.
It's dingbat mythological bullshit.
I'm a astrophysicist.
Okay, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. When I say this stuff breaks my brain sometimes. First of all, you should totally follow that account if you are learning tarot, because there's some really, really, really good, informative, educational ways to look at tarot.
Are you retarded?
No, it's all bullshit. But before I get into it, Bullring Chronicles, it's the Bullring Chronicles. Metal in your face, yeah, you're a disgrace, it's the Bullring Chronicles. Look, women hate living in reality, so they'll watch, you know, fake TV shows all day, they'll get into tarot cards, they'll get into anything that can make them escape from reality.
Maybe my sign is asparagus, I don't know.
And but as long as she can keep that going, she can evade logic. Women naturally love to hide behind bullshit. Makeup. They've historically fake hair.
Fantasies are such a big part of their life. Lies are such a big part of their life. Look at the visual lie with the, you know, makeup, the hair, all that crap.
Yeah, I don't think you ever need to express your physical preferences out loud on a dating app. Bio space in a dating profile is to talk about you, not what you want out of other people. Otherwise, there would be a section for that. Because what you're essentially doing is putting up a sign that says no fatties allowed or whatever it is that your preference is. And I don't see how you don't think that that would be impolite or potentially turning people off who you might be interested in.
Now, look, this is one of those rare times where I'm agreeing with something a woman is saying on TikTok. But look, maybe she's one of the smart ones. Most women aren't that bright to know, let me not say, you better not do this. And if I see this, I'll just swipe. And you know, people who have any self-awareness would know that's not putting me in the best light. But most women don't have to have self-awareness in life, because they have enough people that will lie for them, lie to them, and basically pay for them, where they don't have to live in true reality. Because even when women F up real bad, there's usually always somebody to clean their bullshit up. Hey folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
So a client that I haven't seen in a little while has reached out to me today and told me that he can't see me anymore. And he hopes to never see me again in future. And I'm really happy about that because this young man has got a girlfriend now. And obviously it's like quite serious. This is someone that I used to go and see when I was like touring in a particular area. And he's just a lovely person. Like,
they're doing prostitute tours now. These just going on the road like a roadie. I mean, I guess I knew they went on the road, but they're literally calling it a tour. Look, you're not a rock star, baby. You're a cock star. Cut it out with the lingo.
Green flags. We used to have really fantastic bookings, and he was just really sweet. Just always really good to hear that, you know, one of my boys is having dating success.
That lady is angry.
I mean, how many of your clients are actually disappointed when they see you in real life? Because there's no filters in real life. So, you know, are many clients disappointed when you look 10 years older in person?
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
You're getting too old to be an effective prosty, ma'am. Just get a real job, for God's sakes. You dirty, rotten scoundrel.
Can someone please tell me, why are people still ghosting in 2024? I'm supposed to be on a date right at this second, but this guy has just stopped responding to my messages. He's ghosted me.
Really does not help me or my friends or any woman in general if you are really cool and you're really interested when you first start talking to them and then give it 3, 4, 5 days and all of a sudden you're not consistent anymore. You don't make plans. You don't really care. You kind of fade in and out. You're talking to 5 other Tatianas. Consistency is important. Now, if you want to be inconsistent and you want to ghost and you want to fall off the radar, that's fine.
Now, look, I'm not saying this woman is a supermodel, and she's obviously older. She's mature, but she's not the worst looking airhead on TikTok. So look, shout out to the guys who have the options and the balls to ghost women like this. If he's ghosting this, can you imagine what he's not ghosting? Keep doing your thing, bro.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
Yeah, and ghosting ain't going nowhere. You know, Chad and Tyrone, Long Stick Rick, and Long John Ron are going to keep treating y'all like complete trash. It don't matter what the year is. Don't forget that. Because the year did change, but you didn't. You're the same stupid dingbat you always been. Picking the same top 5% men all the other women are picking.
Time after time.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street. Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.